The opinions expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.
And welcome back to World Money Talk Station at moneytalkstation.com. We thank you so much for tuning in. And in this half hour, we have a great company. They've been on with us for quite a couple of months, and they're going to be joining us for another couple of months to come. We really enjoy this company. Eloro Resources is the name of the company. The ticker symbol on the TSX is ELO. On the OTC, it's ELRRF. And the company is an exploration and mine development company with a portfolio of gold and base metal properties in Bolivia, Peru, and Quebec. Eloro has had an option to acquire a 99% interest in the highly prospective Isca Isca property in southern Bolivia. Isca Isca is a road-accessible, royalty-free property wholly controlled by the title holder Empresa Minera Viegas SRL and is located 48 kilometers north of Tupiza City in the Sud Chicas province of the Department of Potosí. This is an important mineral deposit type in the prolific South Mineral Belt of Bolivia. Our very special guest is Thomas Larson, who is an executive in the resources sector with over 40 years of experience in the investment industry, specializing in corporate finance and management of junior resource companies, raising in excess of $200 million. Tom is joining us on our line right now. Tom, top of the day to you. How are you?
Hi, Evan. Nice to hear from you again. Always a pleasure talking to you and to your audience. On our Eloro Resources company, which we're quite excited about, to say the least.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of steps. A lot of people have been contacting us. A lot of people have been listening to your interview that is up on our website, by the way. You can always go to moneytalkstation.com, and you can go to the archive page and listen to this interview at your leisure. And you can hear the story that Tom tells about Eloro Resources. It's getting a lot of traction, and which is really good, more traction than a lot of other companies that are on our radio network. And in this segment, we want to give an update as to what the plans for Eloro moving forward are going to be towards the end of the year. If you could give us a nice update, Tom, that would be fantastic. And then a little bit later on in this segment, I also want to talk about the recent press release that came out on March 1st. But more importantly, let's give an update for our listeners out there.
Great. Thank you for this opportunity. So the interesting thing, since we last talked, we came out with at least four very, I thought, strong press releases, technical press releases on 6,000 meters of drilling, what we deem as infill drilling that we commenced in September of 2023 until December of 2023. Basically, the aim was to infill the upper area of the mineral resource. It's basically an open pit, one-to-one stripping ratio, which is what you want to see.
Right.
The silver, tin, lead, zinc component. The tin was not included in the initial MRE that we came out with, but we wanted to we felt that the silver grades especially were underreported in the first pass mineral resource, which we outlined as close to over 600 million tons of material, well over 1 billion ounces of silver equivalent. And that's how we deem this when we measure the value, because there's four different metals. And in, you know, this particular case, it was just three, silver, lead, zinc, not including the tin. But we still, it just shows the size and the mineral endowment of something this large. So we move forward with the infill drilling. Results came out. Our stock had been sort of pummeled in the fall. you know, from basically a $3-4 range for a couple of years, having come from 30 cents a year before that, and then back down to $1.40, $1.50. These results came out year end. Our stocks are moved back to the 240, 250 range. And so I felt, man, we're back, you know, even though the overall macro market for resource has been tough, we felt that, you know, we'd sort of cleaned up that doubt on the grades that some people deemed as probably too low, which was not the case at all. And we proved that. However, there has been some issues like with the junior resource space right now. Your listeners probably know this. A lot of resource funds have had redemptions. This has been going on since probably over 12 months. That hasn't helped. There hasn't been a lot of inflow funds coming in, new money coming into these funds. They seem to get redemptions to those resource funds that have names like Aloro and others that they invest in with the investors' monies. And that creates added pressure, nothing to do with the you know, the long-term fundamentals,
right?
But it does have with short-term liquidity issues for these funds. And we did get a lot, well, one or two particular names from January up until about a week and a half ago. We've subsequently found out that there was a major selling pressure, not because the property was bad again, but because of their own liquidity issues. So that didn't help our share price as it moved back down again. So I just wanted to make sure that people realize that the company itself, the fundamentals, and that's why we're involved in this, to prove up a major mining proposition with a 30, 40-year mine life, minimally, that's what we're after, that we're on track. And the share price over time will reflect that. That's my belief. That's my own personal view. So, you know, I still buy stock in the company. I'm the largest individual shareholder. I've never sold one share. So I just want to make that very, very clear so that we can just stick to the fundamentals, not worry so much about the share price. Allow it, if you get involved, if you become a shareholder, look at it over a 2-3 year horizon. Don't look for the, you know, the monthly trade on this. It'll drive you crazy.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So what we're doing, we completed the infill drilling. The 6,000 meters of drilling. We did our metallurgical testing, did some bulk sample testing that we talked about in the last release. These will all be accretive to moving our first pass mineral resource estimate report, upgrading it. And the objective is to see if we, in the upper part of this system, if we can show over 200 million tons of material of at least 120, 150 gram silver equivalent. What that relates to basically is we're hoping to see a margin, a profit margin per ton of ore, you know, in excess of $40, $50. That's the objective for the updated MRE. Now, remember, this isn't in production. This is a model moving to a PEA, which we're hoping to have fourth quarter of this year, which means preliminary economic assessment report. And then that moves you into the pre-feasibility stage, where you're getting into that bankable project financing stage. So that's sort of the course that we're heading towards. Expect to see an updated MRE from the initial 135 million tons in pit on the top of this mineralized system. Expect to see that move up. And that's, you know, we will, once we have those numbers formalized, which we're working on, that'll be the next major milestone for us. In the meantime, because the market, a lot of companies have been sort of, you know, hurt, a lot of monies, it's hard to raise funds, big funds for these exploration companies at this stage. There was also a consensus that we were running out of money. Couldn't be, again, further from the truth. We're financed with roughly $1.5, $1.7 million cash in the company. We're not drilling at this stage. We're waiting to do, you know, with the drilling to date, the upgraded MRE, then we will continue in on the drilling. I have some I'm very comfortable with how we're going to finance the next $3-4 million. I'm not concerned at all. Those funds will be used to then move us to that PEA stage later on in the year. But what I did was I did defer the final payments to the owners of the property, the Villegas family, and I can get into that a little later, but it just alleviates any cash flow constraints we could have. Mm-hmm. So that was the whole point of that deferment. I can get into that later on in the segment here.
Definitely. So let me give out the ticker symbol real quick and some website information. And then we're coming up against a break. And then when we come back from the break, I want you to continue with what you were going to mention a little bit later on in the program. The website you want to go to is elororesources.com. That's a very important website, folks. Get a pen, write this down. I'm going to spell it out for you. Eloro Resources, Resources.com, elororesources.com. Now, they're on the TSX, the website, again, elororesources.com. On the TSX, it's ELO, and on the OTC, it's ELRRF is where you want to go also as well. Our very special guest is the CEO of this company, Eloro Resources. Thomas Larson is on our line with us right now. We're going to take a short pause for the cause, and when we come back, we'll speak with Eloro Resources and get more information about what Tom was talking about, and we're going to discuss that press release also as well. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Credit card bills have gotten out of hand. Call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 30 to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works. Call 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-221-1215 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-221-1215. If you order now, you'll receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-221-1215 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-221-1215.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Employees and staff of MoneyTalkStation.com and their families adhere strictly to the practice of not buying, selling, or owning shares of stocks, warrants, or options of any public companies presented on any programs presented on any show. This is our clear practice in our advertising agreement periods and period of 30 days before and after such time period that a company and its management are presented on the broadcast. MoneyTalkStation.com, its employees and staff, including any of our guests, follow the practice of not accepting any shares of stock, warrants, stock options, or any securities as compensation from any company presented on any program, on any show, on MoneyTalkStation.com. Advertising fees are accepted in U.S. dollars only and relate to commercial spots and or segments on MoneyTalkStation.com. All investments carry varying risks. Therefore, always investigate before you invest. For further information about our relationship with any of our advertisers, whether public or private, presented on MoneyTalkStation.com, please visit our website, which is www.MoneyTalkStation.com. Call 407-205-8255. Thank you for listening to MoneyTalkStation.com. From Broad Street to Wall Street, this is World Money Talk Station.
And welcome back to World Money Talk Station. MoneyTalkStation.com is the website you want to go to. And while you're at the website, make sure and also go to the archive pages, because there is where you can find this interview to listen to at your leisure. It's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in addition to the live broadcast that we are doing right now. The ticker symbol for this company is ELO on the TSX, on the OTC. It's ELRRF. That's ELRRF. The name of the company, Eloro Resources. The website you want to go to is elororesources.com. And Thomas Larson heads up this wonderful company. He's with us on the line. And Thomas, in this segment, in the back half of this segment, I wanted you to continue on with what you were saying that you wanted to discuss also as well.
Yeah, Evan, can you hear me? Because I have you on speaker right now.
Do you have me? I hear you fine. Yes.
Yeah, great. Thank you. So just on a, you know, I spent a little more time just on the basic trading pattern of these public companies, which,
right,
I think is important because,
mm-hmm,
short-term optics do affect, you know, some of the companies from the standpoint of if people feel that, you know, there's negative reactions to news when, in fact, there's other factors, as I sort of went through. So being, you know, liquidity issues with certain resource funds in particular. But the important thing about all this is, what is Eloro? What are the objectives here? And to outline that once again, this, what really attracts us to not knowing how big this system really was. Remember, it was a brand new discovery. No mining had ever taken place on this volcanic edifice project in southern Bolivia. Therefore, no artisanal miners, no communities where you're going to have social issues. This has been somewhat isolated, but yet you have infrastructure close by, like rail, road, water,
right,
hydro. So, you know, it's a remarkable situation. And again, it was because the drilling that we started off with started going, we went into the sulfide material through adits on the side of this volcanic edifice back in, you know, September of 2020, and started hitting these massive sort of intercepts, 300-400 meter intercepts of commercial material when you combine the four different metals primarily.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really got things going and why we raised $50 million for this project and why we've drilled over 120,000 meters even through COVID. 99% of the people that work with us down there are Bolivian. And again, it's a private project. The thing I love about this, I think that we're coming out of somewhat of a suppressed type of metal market with the likes of silver. It's a silver dominant tin project with zinc.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I'll give you an example. A foreign group just raised $350 million or financing a $350 million U.S. zinc refinery right on the rail line from where we're 20 kilometers away from, up in a town called Oruro. That'll take on about 120,000 tons of concentrate, zinc concentrate with byproducts, silver, indium. You know, an investment like that, you're going to need a life of mine to support that type of investment in country for at least 20, 30 years. We have that size, that endowment size, to do that, along with a lot of the sort of cooperativa miners that have their own zinc deposits further up, you know, to also be able to use that particular new zinc refinery. It won't be, it'll be in operation in about 34 months. But
right.
You take a look at things like this and you can see how you can monetize a project this size with cooperation from bigger infrastructure players or, you know, off takers. And that's sort of, from my background being in the iron ore business, having founded a company called Champion Minerals in the Quebec iron ore trough, back in 2006, I'm fortunate in that that company today is worth over $5 billion U.S. It's an operational iron ore company. Mm-hmm. I brought in a group from Australia with deep pockets, and they've really taken it to the finish line.
Wow.
And that's the type of thing I want to do with something like this, which is very, very big system, but you want to look for something that could commercialize for the next 30, 40 years.
Okay.
So that's sort of where we're headed. That's our objective.
Okay, very good. We have about 3 minutes left. In the final 3 minutes, I wanted you just to quickly dissect the press release that just came out March 4th, if you would.
Yeah, so to buy this out, it's actually 100% buyout, not 99 now.
Okay.
From the Villegas family, they have the project Iska-Iska. And it's, you know, privately owned, which is great. They have it in their company. The deal was that we would pay them $10 million U.S. cash over a five-year period. We could make that payment at the end of the term to own that 100% interest, no royalties, nothing else, no liabilities on this thing. So we paid around close to $5 million, 4.9 to date. This is U.S. dollars. And there was a final payment coming up in July. And when I saw just the way the market was and, you know, the work that we'd prefer to put more money into the ground at this stage, the Villegas family, the benefit with development on the property, building roads and that sort of thing, agreed that they would defer the payment. We just make a $500,000 U.S. payment and we move it out until July of 2025. So that gives us more time to use proceeds to enhance the project that much more. So that was the main. And from that, people have then, you know, those skeptics out there thinking we're going under,
right?
Then think, there is no, you know, that might have been shorting the stock.
Mm-hmm.
Realize, these guys don't have to make that big payment. So I've been quite enjoying some of the money being lost by the short sellers lately.
Yeah. I want to read something real quick because I do a lot of reading on the boards and the finance boards. I'm not going to say where I got this from. But one person just posted recently on one of the finance boards, says, quote, "These guys have a world-class resource with some of the highest grades and biggest overall amounts of silver and tin for anywhere." That's just, I wish I had more time to read some of these comments, but that's just some of the positivity that's out there. So, folks, this is a great company to invest in. It's a long-term buy and hold situation, in our humble opinion. AloroResources.com is the website you want to go to. Our very special guest has been Thomas Larson. He is the CEO of this very nice company. Thomas, always a pleasure, and we'll talk to you real soon. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot, Evan.
More information coming up next here on World Money Talk Station. Don't go anywhere.
The opinions expressed on the preceding program were strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.